3 FQC, this is KB3 KWT. KB3 KWT.
I got you listed. Any comments for tonight or just in and out?
No comments.
So listed, then, 3 FQC.
Okay, good evening everyone, AB3WG, my name is Chris, I am the MDC section manager. We'll give just a couple minutes for folks to continue checking in. We have a lovely group tonight. Thanks everybody for joining us here on a chilly Friday evening in Maryland. So let's give a couple minutes as we always do. We start about two or three after and then we'll get started. I have several things to go over. Seven items to be exact, and then we'll hear from our linked repeaters, and then we'll go straight to our regular check-ins. AB3WG, stand by. Okay, one more minute, and then we'll get things started here. AB3WG. It looks like the speaker mic is working today, so everything looks good. Thanks, everybody, for joining, and stand by one more minute, then we'll get started. AB3WG. Okay, very good. AB3WG, again, my name is Chris. I'm the MDC section manager. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. We're going to get this kicked off here. I have several things I want to go over initially, and then we'll get to our linked repeaters. First of all, this is the monthly section EchoLinkNet here on the WASH underscore DC conference server hosted by John Creel, WB3GXW. And John, if you're on with us so far tonight, please come on and give us your words. WB3GXW, please.
Just a reminder, that's K9DOG in the background. Just a reminder that the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be doing its last test session this year tomorrow at the Women's Club of Laurel at 384 Main Street. All welcome to test, upgrade. We'd like to get everybody upgraded if you're not already extra. And the EchoLink server has an updated computer. This is a totally electronic computer. It does not have any moving parts in it. So this is the first test tonight to see how well it does. So far, so good. That's all. Everybody's safe, and please be thankful on Thanksgiving. WB3GXW clear. Take care.
Okay. Thank you very much, John, and best wishes to you and your family, and thanks, as always, for hosting us here on the monthly section EchoLink conference. We enjoy having the opportunity to use this venue each month to hear from folks in the MDC section and find out what's going on from my end as well as from all the folks that have checked in with us. Okay, let's get right to it. The section news has been distributed. We put that out last night, and that was distributed to our website, arrl-mdc.org. If you just click on the section news, it'll come right up. And it also went out to the folks who are signed up to our groups.io email system. More about that in a second break. Okay, the other thing you'll find if you look at the section news, one staff change. We are going to be losing our state government liaison, David Williams. He was extremely valuable in the area of government bills and things that are going on, the amateur radio antenna things. A lot of that's on our website also. I want to thank David for his service to the MDC section. He will be with us through the end of the year. And in fact, he just sent me a file with an ungodly amount of information, really good information. So if anyone is interested in picking up that slot, that notice is also listed in the section news that we're looking for someone to fill that slot. If you have knowledge of government agencies and government bills, even local or state government issues, please send me an email, ab3wg@arrl.org. Break. Okay. Next, a couple housekeeping things. I would like next month to have a full staff meeting. This is just for folks that are on our MDC staff. More details will follow with that, for that. And then in January, in the new year, maybe January or February, I would love to have an all MDC member meeting where everyone could kind of come in and hear from our staff, ask questions, find out what's going on in the MDC section, and kind of hang out with us for an hour on Zoom. So look for details to follow on that. It's something we're planning. It's not that difficult to do. I just have to set up a Zoom link and send it out to everyone. So I would really like to do that, and we'll probably do that January or February, sometime early in the new year break. Okay, I'm back. All right, so if you have not signed up or clicked the link to join our groups.io group, I would urge you to do so. You can find that link in the section news, and it's also listed on our website. We are going to be using that. I know I mentioned this probably last month. We're using the groups.io system to get information out to folks. That's going to be our primary method of information distribution going forward. If you're on the MDC staff, your name is going to be added to that system automatically, so you don't have to do anything if you haven't already. And what else did I want to say? The link is in the section news. It's also on our website. And please feel free to sign up for that. We don't send a lot of emails. It's not something that's going to overload your inbox. I hardly ever get any emails from that system, but I am part of it, and it is, as I said, going to be the primary means of information distribution going forward. Break. Okay. While I was on participating with the Baltimore Traffic Net this evening, I was reminded from one of our net members that the National Electronics Museum is having an open house tomorrow, and I did get an email about this earlier, so I probably should have included it earlier in my notes here. The National Electronics Museum is currently relocated to Hunt Valley. They're on Clubhouse Road. I don't know if System Source is still there. I think they are. That's the old System Source building. I was there several months ago. Absolutely a beautiful museum. You could spend hours in there. They have a wonderful club station in the back. So that's the National Electronics Museum open house. I believe it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. Please correct me. Thank you for putting that in the chat there, Scott. It's just a great place to visit. Several of our net members are going to be there. So not sure if I'm going to make it. I was there a couple months ago, but absolutely fantastic. You could probably get on the radio if you wanted to. Break. I forgot to mention, I think they said they're going to have food available too, so that'll be fun. All right, last thing. If you're one of our emergency coordinators with us here on the conference tonight, we just had a meeting with Josh Johnson at headquarters. He's the emergency communications manager up there. And he mentioned that the league reporting, the league website that you would normally use to report your hours on the league website, that function has been down for quite a while since the IT incident. That function should be coming back in the next couple weeks. So we are told. So don't hold me to that, but that's the most current information that I have on our emergency coordinators, our county emergency coordinators, being able to report their information to the league website. Should be available in the next 2 weeks, and that information is also in the section news. Break. Okay, very good. That's all I have for our opening statements tonight. Again, thanks everybody for joining an excellent group tonight. And I see some folks have joined since I started writing this quite long list that I have. So Let's start with our linked repeaters. I'd like to go in this order, the JAI, FDK, ORB, then DZD. So we'll start with KA2JAI, and I believe this is going to be Don running the JAI system. Don, call your give us your comments, please, first, and then call your stations, KA2JAI.
This is N3FQC on the Millersville repeater, 146.805. And first, I'm the event manager for BTN, so I'd like to thank Brian, KB3DRM, who has now volunteered to do a lot of liaison work between MEPN and BTN. Of course, that's part of how the messages flow in the national traffic system, going from one system to the other, and he's going to be not only a net control for the BTN, but also a liaison between MEPN and BTN. So I want to thank Brian for that service. And with that, we'll start calling on some folks logged into the repeater, then we'll see if anyone wants to call to the KA2JAI-R. So first, we've got KB3KWT Paul, who's listening and with no comments. And next on the list, we've got K3ZON. Your comments, please, sir.
I want to thank Chris for doing this net every month. You do an excellent job there and such. And thanks for all the info that you put out for us this evening. Other than that, let's see. The thing is that I just wanted to say hi to everyone. So back to net control. Thanks, Don, for bringing this up for us to do. Back to net control.
Thank you, Don. Next on the we got KC3YVY, Mike. And then after that, we'll call for AM check-in. So go ahead, Mike.
I want to thank Don for bringing this to my attention and inviting me to the meeting tonight. I find it very interesting. About it. Other than 73, everybody, have a great weekend. KC3YVY, back to net.
Okay, any other check-ins for the 146805 machine, Millersville? Okay, nothing heard. And at this time, there is nobody on the Echolink. At that, I will pass it back to Chris, ABCWC, and 3FQC.
Okay, thank you, Don. Great job as net manager, and just doing everybody on that system doing a great job. It's a lot of fun to participate on that net. I'm glad we have that. All right, so that takes care of the JAI machine. Let's go next to Frederick, is W3FDK, and I'm looking to make sure they're still on the list, and I am not. Oh, there they are, W3FDK. Your comments and then call your stations, please. All right, nothing heard there. All right, let's go next to the Ocean City machine. This is K3ORB, and I believe this is going to be Mark on this machine. K3ORB, give us your comments and then call your stations, please.
Hey, good evening there, Chris. AB3WG, this is K3WOC from the Worcester Radio Group calling on behalf of the K3ORB repeater here in Ocean Pines. Hope you're having a great evening there, sir. We will go ahead and stand by now. If you're listening to the K3ORB repeater, we would love for you to participate tonight in the Maryland, D.C. section-wide Echolink net. We will stand by now for any callers on the K3ORB machine. QRZ. KC3DPS, RJ, I have no comments.
Kilo Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey, November. KC3EWN, Jim, York County, Pennsylvania. Good evening, Mark. No further traffic or comments. KC3EWN, back to net control.
KC3CQ, Brian in Newark. All right, excellent, guys. We've got a great little list of check-ins here so far. Just a little bit of news about the Worcester Radio Group, and then we'll jump into your comments there. The Worcester Radio Group's next club meeting will be on the first Wednesday of December. That is Wednesday, December 4th, and we will be having a testing session that evening, so feel free to come on out at the Berlin Fire Company admin building. The doors open at 6 p.m., and testing starts right around 6 p.m. as well. We welcome all newcomers and old-timers alike. So, in other news, we'll take a quick break here. Okay. We just wrapped up our first ever successful fox hunt here around the Berlin area. We set a 5-mile radius and had teams of two pair up and work on their triangulation skills, and it was excellent. We had a lot of great feedback from members here in the club. What a fun activity, especially in the rural areas of Worcester County. So thanks to everyone who came out to that. A lot of planning and preparation went into it, and to be able to have a radius like that, and it did work out quite well. Looking forward to having another one here soon. We also just had our third annual Radios in the Waves event over at Assateague State Park, where we had a successful Parks on the Air activation. So that was awesome as well. Take one more break. This was right around the Halloween time there, too, so the state park had a great trick-or-treating event for all the kids at a campground, and there were tons of people that stopped by our pavilion and got a chance to learn about amateur radio, too. Even if we did have to lure them in with some candy, you know, the parents showed quite a bit of interest, too, which is always exciting for what we do here. So definitely great stuff all around with the club. And also, Chris, I thank you for your email there, too. Looking forward to meeting with you soon to discuss the MDC website. Thanks for all you do. So with that, let's go ahead and jump into our comments there. Acknowledging RJ, KC3DPS, and then next on the list is Jason, KC3ZFM.
KC3ZFM, no comments. I just like to say hi to everybody and enjoy participating.
Hey, roger, roger there, Jason. Thank you for checking in there, my friend. Great to hear you. And we did have our friend Dave here in Ocean Pines on Echo Link tonight, K3DVG. If you're there, feel free to provide some comments there, sir.
Acknowledging me. This is Kilo 3, Delta Victor Golf.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Also acknowledging Jim up in York County, KC3EWN. No comments. Good to hear you there, Jim. Last on my list is Brian in Newark, KC3UCQ. How you been there, sir?
Good evening, Ian, Mark, and everybody on the net. This is KC3UCQ. Been playing a lot on 160 and making some really fun contacts there. And had a really great time at the Rios and the Waves event, as well as the Club Fox Hunt. That's about all I have for this evening. This is KC3UCQ. Back to net control.
Thank you very kindly there, Brian. Great to hear your voice on the net tonight there, my friend. Let's go ahead and take one last call here. Any other additional stations on the K3ORB repeater? If I missed your call, please come now.
Mark, K3DVG, I do have a comment. I took down my antennas, obviously, for the move, and I have a TN07 32-foot flagpole antenna that works fantastic. It will tune 80 to all the way to 10, and it's a fantastic antenna, and I'm no longer able to use it. If there's anybody on the net that is interested in that flagpole antenna, look me up on QRZ and send me an email, and I'd be more than happy to send it your way. It's Kilo 3 Delta Victor Golf. Over.
Roger, roger, Dave. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yep, keep an eye out. If you're interested in that flagpole antenna, look up Kilo 3 Delta Victor Golf. Thank you so much, Dave. And with that, we'll go ahead and pass it back to Net Control, ABCWG. Mr. Chris, this is Mark, K3WOC here from Ocean Pines. We'll pass it back to Net. Thank you again.
Okay, very good. Thank you, folks, for all of the folks for checking in via our link repeaters. We have one more. Let's try the WA3DZD Maryland FM system. Your comments, and then call your stations, please. All right, nothing heard there. All right, let's go ahead to our regular check-ins next, and I'd like to start the list off tonight with W3YVQ, Father Al, Section Traffic Manager, always a pleasure having you with us here on the EchoLink Conference. W3YVQ, Father L, your comments tonight, please.
All right, very well. Good evening, all. And before I make any additional comments, I might forget to mention this, Alpha Charlie 8, Alpha Lima, Richard, Doc, from the Veterans Home over in the D.C. area, the former NTS Net Control Station, sent us a public service honor roll report for this month. So we got that, Richard, and it was published in the report to headquarters and in the section news. And I will send you more information about our station activity reporting and PSHR reporting for reference for you and perhaps Vic and others there who might be interested. And good evening to everyone. And are you prepared to properly execute the formatting of a radiogram and know what characters are permitted and not, and what groups are permitted and not? If you had such a radiogram before you, would you know how to voice it properly on a voice traffic net in order to minimize the perception errors inherent in voice transmission so that you might whittle down the bit error rate to a reasonable number? When I run exercises for agencies like the Red Cross, I usually ask them how many errors in the messages on your storyboard exercise are you willing to permit for this particular event. The answer is zero, and that's what we strive for in message handling. Do you know how to send such a message on CW? You get to answer these questions in your own mind, of course. Do you know how to format a radio email carrying live radiograms or attached ICS form data, and how the network routes traffic? Do you know how the digital traffic network run by RRI sends regular legacy radiograms and the hybrid radiogram, which can contain email formatted text between the breaks, radio all the way nationwide 24/7? If you don't know how to do any of those things, when an emergency occurs, I suspect you're then going to resign yourself, perhaps, to handling tactical voice traffic only. Unfortunately, in today's modern world, the served agencies need a bit more of us than just that. So running peer-to-peer Winlink radio email is almost a minimum these days, and the digital traffic network run by RRI can handle radiogram-type traffic nationwide for health and welfare purposes, digitally. And those messages can all be posted out to our active participants on our NTSnets here at NBC for the appropriate insertion into the networks. Therefore, if you sit back and think about it a little bit, there's quite a bit of professional activity and learning, experience and training and capability that's inherent in what we do in providing communications, particularly with respect to emergencies in amateur radio. And if you want to learn how to do these things, you can attend our NTS Nets, and we'll teach you how to do all of them. Everybody have a great weekend. There's a rumor going around it might be a big contest this weekend, and a football game, and an open house for the new radio museum. Lots of fun. 730-W3YVQ. Be well.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Father Al. And if I look on my league calendar, sure enough, this weekend is the ARRL November Sweepstakes and an EME contest Saturday and Sunday. So sure enough, listed right here on the ARRL calendar. I just ordered the new one for next year. Absolutely beautiful. All right, next on my list, I would like to go to Kilo Charlie 3 Whiskey Uniform Tango. This is Rob, KC3WUT, your comments for the net tonight.
This is Kilo Charlie 3 Whiskey Uniform Tango. I have no comments for the net. Thank you.
Pam, good to have you with us tonight. Your comments, please.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net tonight. The next high-frequency hospital net will be held Tuesday, November 19th, on frequency 38.20, with early check-ins beginning about 6:45 p.m. And please note that this is a new schedule going forward, with the net to be held on the third Tuesday of each month. Back to Net Control, this is KB3SWS.
Okay, I am reminded in the comments that I doubled with someone, so let's go back to KC3WUT, please.
This is KC3WT. I have no comments for the net this evening. Thank you to all the participants and for running the net today, Chris. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much for joining. All right. Let's go next to Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Lima Oscar. This is Don. Your comments tonight, please.
Roger. This is Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Lima Oscar, and I have no traffic for the net tonight. 7-3.
All right, thank you for joining us. And let's go next to, this is Jeff, Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Papa Hotel. And Jeff is one of our county emergency coordinators, KB3SPH. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, Chris, and everyone on the net. Just want to report that on Monday, Prince George's County Aries will have their monthly meeting at the Fire Services Building. And we are going to have a guest speaker from the Maryland Natural Resources Police. And they have an initiative to use GMRS and FRS in emergency situations. So we're going to hear a briefing on that. And I'm going to look at that as a potential MCOM tool in the toolbox for ARES members. So it should be interesting. Back to net. This is KB3SPH.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Sounds like good information. And, yeah, please distribute that information to your group, as I know you will. And this is the kind of thing we love to hear about here in the MDC section. Our MERS section and county emergency coordinators do a great job with their groups, keeping them active and doing what we do best. So thank you. All right, let's go next to W Whiskey Tango 3 Charlie. This is Tom, and your comments tonight, please.
No comment from Whiskey Tango 3 Charlie. Thank you for running the net.
Okay, sorry about that. All right, thank you, Tom. We did catch your transmission. Thanks for joining. All right, next let's go to Kilo 3, Alpha Bravo Zulu. Mark, your comments tonight, please.
Great. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for the updates and everyone else who updated us. No further comments. K3, ABZ, back to net.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Mark's one of our net participants, BTN net participants, doing a great job. All right, let's go next to another one of our BTN net participants, KB3HWM. Mr. Dave, always great to have you, and thanks for the work you're doing on BTN. Your comments tonight, please. Okay, we may have lost. Dave's no longer on the list. Okay, no worries. All right, let's go next to, let me make sure Nate is here. IEI, standby. I don't see KC3IEI here either, so we'll scratch that one. All right, let's try Alpha Charlie 8 Alpha Lima. This is Doc. Your comments tonight, please.
Oh, good evening, everybody, and thank you for the information there, Father Al. Things are going good here. We did have several members here at retirement home that are amateur radio operators try to register for the Skywarn training, but unfortunately the online form you fill out at their website asks for which county or independent city do you live in, and it's a required blank, and it does not list Washington, D.C. So we sent out emails to them, and we never heard back in a timely manner, so we missed two trainings already. So we fired off more emails, and hopefully we'll hear back soon on that. Otherwise, it's going good. We are participating in the Northern Virginia traffic night every week, almost every other night. We have tried to get in on the BTM, but for whatever reason, we don't hit that repeater. We don't hear that repeater here, so I'm not sure what's going on. Because our antenna is 9 stories in the air, totally unobstructed, and we're hitting repeaters a lot farther away than that one, so I'm not sure why we don't pick up that one. So going along good here. We're going to get some more hams, hopefully within the next 3 months, as we got several studying and taking classes. So we'll pass it back to Chris, AB3WG, from AC8AL.
Okay, thanks very much for that. If you, Doc, if you have problems that you need help with, please send me an email, ab3wg@arrl.org, and I can probably get you to the right person, or at least get you some help. If you have any issues with that, I'm here to help, so please let me know what we can do for you. All right, okay, next we're going to go to Stuart, WI3J. Good to have you as always. Your comments tonight, please.
Well, good evening, Chris. Everyone, that's WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And, Chris, I'll be looking forward to when you put out the notification for the Zoom calls. I think you did one of those, what was it, about a year ago, I think, and that was very interesting. So I'll be looking forward to that there. So thanks a lot there, Chris. Back to you from WI3J.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's the last time I tried to run the EchoLink net along with a Zoom meeting, and that didn't work out so well. It was fun to try, but I probably won't be doing that again. Mixing the two doesn't seem to work very well, so... But it was a lot of fun to try doing that. Anyway, thank you, Stuart. Let's go next to Mr. Jim, WI3N. Great to have you as always, and your comments tonight, please.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. Just two quick things. One, just to follow up on John's announcement of the Laurel Amateur Radio Club test session tomorrow. The test session will be at 9 a.m. at 384 Main Street, the Woman's Club of Main Street. So just want to mention that. And also we, on Friday, had our regular Aries Mat, Atlantic Division Aries Mat meeting, and it was also in attendance was our manager, division director, Bob Familio, K3RF. So that was a very good meeting and very productive. That's about it for me. Thank you, and back to net, WI3N.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Yeah, Bob was also on the league meeting we just had with Josh Johnson as well, and so was Wendy and Adam and several other folks from the Aries Mat group, so they're doing a great job keeping up with that, so thank you. All right, let's go next to our friend in Bowie. This is N3 Whiskey Yankee Golf Milford. Great to have you. Your comments tonight, please.
Ah, had to hit the right buttons. I do apologize, Mr. Chris. But thank you for running the net tonight. It sounds very good, very interesting. And I just ask that everybody have a very happy and good Thanksgiving. And there's a lot to be thankful for. I look forward to the new incoming year, and the work is going to be ahead of us there. So thank you, sir. Appreciate it, and appreciate all the help you've given to us and us here at Bowie Wireless Association. So with that, I'll pass it back. AB3WG in the group, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, and Bowie.
All right, thank you, Milford. It's great, always great hanging out with you at the Bowie Fest. I have a coworker who lives down that way, and he's very familiar with that that little get-together community event, a wonderful event. Hopefully we'll be able to get to that this coming year as well. All right, let's go next to Kilo 3 X-Ray India Tango. This is Will. Thank you for joining tonight. Your comments for the net, please. All right, nothing heard there. We'll go next to, let's see if I can find this individual. There he is. KC3MIX, this is Ken. Thank you for joining, and your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, and thank you for the invite. Just listening in, no additional comments. Thanks much. Kilo Charlie 3, Mike in the X-ray.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Thanks for joining. And last on my list, we have James. This is KC3 Echo Whiskey November. Thank you for joining tonight. Your comments, please.
Well, this is Kilo Charlie 3 Echo Whiskey November. I checked in with the K3ORB group. No further traffic or comment. Enjoying the net this evening. Back to you, net control. KC3EWN.
Okay, there I go. All right, thank you. Yeah, it's I probably should have a different way to keep track of the folks that check in from our online linked repeater system, so thank you. Okay, that is everybody on the list that I have written down for tonight. I would like to call for anyone whom I missed or anyone with any further comments or any of our linked repeaters. We weren't able to hear from, I believe, DZD and FDK. So if those machines are online currently, please let us know. Anyone with any additional comments or anyone I missed, please. Okay, I can see DZD trying like heck to get in here. I don't think you're just not making it. Maybe Scott can tell us what's going on with that in the comments. But I want to thank you guys for joining. All right, last call. Anything else? Any other questions for me before we close, please? Okay, very good. I agree with the comments tonight. That we had a really great turnout tonight. I want to thank everybody for joining us. I know it's in the wintertime, it's getting chillier out, and maybe we don't have so much to do. It's not sunny and 80 degrees outside. So thank you for spending your time with us here on the monthly section EchoLinkNet. It's my pleasure to run this net, and I enjoy hearing from all of you and catching up with the news of what's going on around the MDC section. So if you have any questions or any issues that you need resolved, I am here to help you. My call sign is AB3WG. My email is ab3wg@arrl.org. And my phone number is also on in QST. I want to thank everybody again. Have a great evening. Have a safe and healthy Thanksgiving. Try not to eat too much like I will. And we'll see you here next month in December for the last EchoLink conference of the year. 7-3 all, have a great evening and a great weekend. AB3WG. Thank you, Scott.